Welcome to the Career Happiness Podcast. My name is Soma Ghosh. I am the founder of a business called the Career Happiness Mentor. And within this podcast, we explore themes around career happiness, confidence, well-being, and so much more. Not only do I do one-to-one personalized episodes to really, really support you as a listener, but you will have the chance to listen to really, really amazing guests from all corners of not just world, but different industries. It's really, really important that you are not only happy in your career, but you make time to progress in a way that feels right for you. So if you want to have more energy in your career, change your career, find out more about how to potentially start a business, or even help your teenager with careers advice, this is the podcast for you. Thanks so much. Hello, everyone. In today's episode, I am going to be talking about what does running a business mean to you? So you might have noticed that I didn't have an episode uploaded last week. My health has been kind of a little bit up and down, and I'm going to be transparent on the podcast because I always am. Yeah, I just needed to feel better. I think I always talk about well-being on this podcast, whether you're a business owner or you're a professional woman or parent of teen listening to the podcast. But I think, yeah, I'm basically practicing what I preach, taking time away. And ironically, it being the Easter holidays, I think there's been a lot of a shift of energy of things that have happened in my business, as many of you know. And I think I just wasn't expecting things to be the way they were. But hey ho, let's get back to today's episode. So what does your business mean to you? And I want to talk a little bit about the purpose of this episode and some of the kind of main reasons why I wanted to record this episode today. So for me, when I think of running a business, I want you to think about not just what it means to you, but running a business will mean different things to different business owners. The purpose of this episode today is for you to have a little bit of clarity of thought, is for you as a business owner to think about that purpose and meaning. But also, I think often we are so busy either in our business or working on our business or doing something for our business or working that we often don't take time to actually think about what our business means to us. And that's the main reason why I'm recording this episode today. But I'm also recording this episode today because I feel like when you're going to run a business, when you're going to be potentially self-employed, for those of you who are still, you know, in your 9-to-5 job and you're not quite there yet, or you've had your business for a while, wherever you are, that meaning is going to help you when times are tough, when there are difficulties in your life, when there are difficulties in your business. And so by me doing this episode today, I want you to just really, really have an understanding of what it means to you. And I think that the true meaning behind any good business shines through when you are delivering a product or a service or have a business that speaks for itself. And that's something I'm not going to get into in this episode. But what I will say is that it's just really, really important to reflect on your business, especially because we are in a world of change right now. Yes, I've mentioned the recession. Apologies for keep on repeating the recession, but I'm going to have to as we record this in 2024. It's not going to go anywhere anytime soon, guys, let's be honest. Inflation is the other one that I'm going to mention. But also, a lot of businesses are choosing to close and a lot of businesses are choosing to, you know, do things differently, shift how they create business, shift how they do their services. And I'm kind of in that phase with my business right now. And I spoke a little bit about that in the episode where I spoke about winning the podcast award that I won. But I also want to mention that I think it's important for us to have this thought around the business and what it means to us, because sometimes that meaning can change. Sometimes that meaning may not be the same thing compared to where we were 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I know that when I started my business in 2016, I thought it was continuing or would continue to be about job hunting. And it has evolved through so much more, you know, than that. There have been so many layers that have been unpicked. And that's because of the way that I've shown up in my business. But it's also because it's what people have needed from me as a careers advisor and mentor. So I also want you to go back for those of you who've been in business for many, many years and think about where you were at the beginning to where you are now. But also I want you to think about what did you change that worked and what did you change that didn't work. And that's okay to admit because, you know, we speak about failure on this podcast a lot. And not in a negative way, but in a positive way, because often we're focusing so much on our losses of money and losses of time that we forget the journey and the process of what we learned through that situation, because that's actually what makes us a better business owner, a better entrepreneur. And also I spoke about in a previous episode when I was talking about business cliques, I've learned a lot about the way that people are in business. And it's helped me to have better boundaries. It's helped me to create better relationships with people. When I now connect with people, when I have calls with people for networking and collaboration, I notice how much more aligned I am with those people than I was 5, 6 years ago. And I'll tell you why I think that is. And I think that's because when I'm connecting with people, I am connecting with people who are not only like-minded, but also I do not have calls with everybody now. And I think you have to be able to say no in business, and you have to be able to say thank you for opportunities which may look good on paper, but if you know they're not for you, then that's okay. You don't have to do something that doesn't fit in with the spectrum of what you want your business to be. And so for me, this episode is about helping you to creatively think about your own business reflections, but it's also about you having a deeper purpose and a deeper motivation behind your business. Which kind of leads me in very nicely to talk a little bit about running your business and what is your purpose and why. I've spoken about this again on the podcast before. I will add some of those episodes in the show notes for you to go back and listen to if you're a new listener, or if you haven't listened to those particular episodes yet. But what I will say is that we cannot have a business without a purpose or a why. And, you know, the primary example of this that Simon Sinek says in his book, What Is Your Why?, is when Steve Jobs came up with the iPhone. You know, there was a solid foundation in place, there was a solid purpose in place so that you could listen to music and so that you could have a phone and you could do all these things on one little device. And the visionary that Steve Jobs was, it worked, right? So with that particular brand in place, any product that you use for Apple is highly functional, it's easy to use, etc., right? And behind any business, there needs to be a purpose and there needs to be a why. You see this a lot when you watch programs like Dragon's Den or Shark Tank, etc., and you see people telling their brand story and giving a little bit more indication about, you know, what helped them create their business, their purpose, their foundations, their why, right? So having a business and running a business, knowing what your purpose and why is, it's obviously like really, really important. But I think it goes deeper than that, because that purpose and why, as I already mentioned, will evolve, it will change, it may not be the same. But also I think it's really, really important for you when you're thinking about what your business means to you, is that if that purpose and why, something happens, some kind of, I don't know, issue within the business, suppose you had a partner within that business and that partner decides to leave or sell their shares or do something, what is again the foundation behind you being able to serve your customers or your clients in the right way? Because if you're a solopreneur listening to this, I know most of you are who listen to the podcast, I want you to think about what have been the curveballs in your business that have led you to either redefining what your purpose and why was when you started the business, or allowing you to understand what those emotive things are that your clients or the people who are buying your products need from you, because that will help you to redefine your purpose and why. One of the businesses that I think are very, very clever at making sure that they have their branding on point, making sure that they are able to tell us what their purpose and why is time and time again, is Shark. And Shark ask customers for exactly what they think is required for a project, and then they go and do the research, they go and look into the science. Yes, they do a lot of market research with other products. I'm not going to get into that. But what I will say is that the purpose and the foundation behind Shark hasn't actually, it's not actually changed, because they will look at those everyday products. So for example, you know, think of the Shark Hoover, or you think of the Shark, you know, hair products that they have, the Flex Styler, which I have. Of course, it's a competitor with Dyson, you know, we can't take that away from them. But they have gone to lengths to try and, in their version, improve it, make it more affordable, do things that customers, cut things that customers already want from the product that maybe Dyson can't do at the price range. And it's still not cheap, the Shark Styler. But the reason I'm giving this as an example is because the purpose and why behind their product when they started, and, you know, they are behind the Ninja products, the air fryers that a lot of you probably use, right? And it's become like this thing that everybody has, right? And at first people thought the air fryer was like a bit of a fad, and it's not, because it's exploded in the last 2 years. And I'm an air fryer convert, I proudly say that. But I think it's also important to note that with brands like Shark, for example, they not only do their market research, but they think about the foundation of what their customer wants. Their customer is their king. You know, that American phrase that I'm paraphrasing here. Apologies for the cringe of that quote, but I've said it now. They think about their customer first. And often customers, consumers, they have so many choices that they are going to be able to decide what they want very quickly at the snap of a finger because of the choice. However, choice can be really, really overwhelming. And when you're running a business, you've got to think of not only that brand story that you have, but you've also got to think about how your purpose and why will be not only unique to your customer, will not only help you stand out as an individual, but also when you're thinking about what your business actually means to you and how it can help other people. What is it that you know is genuinely going to make that difference? And this comes to my next point. I really, really think that once you understand and you keep on going back to your original purpose, you go back to your original why, and I'll give an example of what I mean by this in a minute, you're then going to be able to know what you kind of want to do next with your own kind of mission and purpose moving forward. But I'll speak about that in a minute. So what do I mean kind of a little bit in terms of examples here, in terms of running a business and what is your purpose and why? What I'm talking about here primarily is that when I started my business, the actual purpose and the actual why was to support women who, you know, were unhappy at work. They wanted to find a new job, new career, get career clarity, confidence, etc. What's happened over the last kind of 6-7 years is around about COVID time, things started to change because I noticed that women, yes, they wanted all of those things, but they did not envision the Great Resignation. They did not envision the recession. They did not envision working from home, flexibility. It's now become a lot more about working in a way that allows them to have some kind of balance in their life. But also, it's become much more around me as a career advisor and the career happiness mentor, helping them to understand what they really, really want to do in their life and in their career in a wider sense, and how to adjust to hybrid working, how to adjust to flexibility, and what it is that they want from their career, because there's so many more options now. So it's completely evolved from it being just about job hunting and happiness at work. Yes, there is an element of that, to it now being and evolving much more around really important issues like the gender pay gap, and also looking at things like them really, really being able to create work that lights them up. So yeah, there's been a lot of shifts in my business. And that's why, this is what I mean by, you know, when you understand what your business means to you, redefining that purpose and why is really important. So if we go to the next point now, your mission for continuing with your business. As I said before, a lot of people are unfortunately closing their business or minimizing the number of days they do for their business, or their business is just changing. Sometimes for the better and sometimes not, because they have to make tough decisions. So you have to have really, really key ideas and key goals for your mission to continue. And I hope all of you do like monthly goals or quarterly goals for your business, because in order for your mission to continue and to be a sustainable, successful business, you need to have a mission. And it doesn't necessarily need to be like a mission statement, but it needs to be something that allows you as a business owner to understand what your needs are for your customer, but also what your own personal needs are. Like basic things like, am I paying myself? You know, if I've got to pay my staff, what is the mission towards this? And is there any charitable projects or something significant that I can do for my business that allows it to have that ethical value set that I want? And what are my values and beliefs and missions in conjunction with my business? And also thinking about the future of what you want for your customer or your client in order for your mission to continue. What does that mean? Is it more digital products? Does it mean that you have things in place that allow you to have more accessibility for your clients? Like I've mentioned before that I'm working on a couple of digital products because a lot of my clients are very time poor. So it's not that they don't want to work one-to-one, they do, but those resources can be really, really helpful for them, especially if they're a new client or they're a client that are thinking about working with me as well. So in order for that mission to grow, you need to have, and to continue, you need to have some ideas in your mind of some of the tools, products, services, and things that are continue to help, that will continue to help your business thrive. And that taps much more into your meaning behind your business and what your business means to you. The next point I'm going to make is about meaning versus future. And what I mean by this point, and I'm just going to mention here, is that your meaning behind your business is one thing. The meaning behind why you created it, behind the foundations for it, the meaning behind what it means to others, what it means to yourself, the testimonials, the feedback, etc. It's all kind of like one circle, if you can imagine, and there's a lot going on there. And the meaning of the value that it provides for your clients, your customers, and also the meaning of what it means to you, right, as an individual business owner, or if you have business partners. What does it mean to you? Reflect. You can journal about this, or you can think of a couple of words that come up for you right now whilst you're listening, if you're driving at the moment, if you're not able to journal. And later on, just really reflect on those few words that come up for you if you're driving. If you're journaling and you're able to pause here, really, really write down the meaning of your business in that kind of bubble, that imaginary bubble that I've mentioned, and what it means to your customers and clients. But also what it means to you, because that meaning is going to help you understand what running your business means to you. But also, it's going to help motivate you on those tough days that I've spoken about. And I think often, if you do not have a clear kind of mission or purpose for your business, it can be very difficult to do that. And when I'm talking about future here, so meaning versus future, I'm talking about sometimes we don't like to look to the future. And often, you know, I've said this before, that sometimes staying in the present is better, because the present, we can control some elements, but the future is something that's still going to happen. So in order for us to be prepped for the future, we need to have some more knowledge. So I'll give you an example of what I mean by this for my business. I do a lot of career research and reading. Of course, I would do that because it's my line of work as a careers advisor and the career happiness mentor. However, I also do it because I'm thinking about, I wonder what's going to happen in the future there. I wonder what's going to happen there, or this or that, or you know. And I remember having a conversation with someone. I can't remember like who it was with now, I'll be honest. And I was talking about how when people were talking about stress during COVID and being burnt out, I was like, this is not going to get any better. I remember saying that. And I say this because I've been doing some research about stress, and I've been looking at stress in general for Stress Awareness Month, as it is Stress Awareness Month right now. And I'm hopefully going to be writing a newsletter for LinkedIn around that. But a couple of the things that come up for me when I think of the word stress is that people are more stressed than ever. They're more burnt out. They're more unhappy at work. You know, I've mentioned resenteeism, but that isn't the only thing that ties into this. When we're thinking about the future, there are a lot of jobs that are going to be very led by AI. I've mentioned it on the podcast before. There are a lot of jobs that will involve us to upskill. I spoke about this in my newsletter a few weeks ago. I think it was last month, actually. And there are lots of jobs that are going to require us to not only have more skills, but there are lots of jobs that don't exist right now that are going to come into the future that people are consciously aware of, that are kind of in the beginning phases. But those jobs are going to have job titles. They're going to be the norm. And some jobs are going to be phased out completely, right? So we've got to also think about, in the same way when we're thinking about work and the environment, we've got to think about our business. In the future, what are things going to look like in your industry? I'm mentioning my careers industry a lot, but you could be somebody who is a business coach listening to this episode today. What are the business trends that you foresee happening in the future? What are some of the things that you know as a marketer, if you're specifically in marketing or in social media or in something very, very niche as a business owner? Suppose you're somebody who's a copywriter or you do something that's very, very specific, like a photographer. What do you see happening in the future that's going to not only affect your business but impact, so that you can be ahead of the curve? And how does this tie into what your business and running your business means to you? And again, this is an exercise that you can do in your own time. But what I would suggest is journaling a little bit about the meaning, that bubble that I was talking about, what everything means to your customer, to your clients, and to yourself, and coming up with some of those things of that meaning of what your business means already to yourself and to them. And then doing maybe like a mind map of thinking about your future and drawing down some ideas of what things will be like in the future for your business, how your industry is changing, and what is it that you need to be aware of. Because I think from time and time again, when we're thinking about what our business means to us, you know, when we have those more quieter days where we can do a little bit more learning, instead of doing the learning, we end up watching Netflix or we end up doing something not productive. And that's okay too. I'm not saying that you've got to like work 24/7. That's not what this podcast episode is about. Of course, take time off. Of course, if you need a day off, take it off. But sometimes having days where you're actually learning once in a while, maybe once a month or once a quarter, they help you to really, really plan forward for your future of your business if something was to happen. I really, really hope that this episode has given you some kind of really key things to think about. But just to kind of recap some of the things I shared already, I spoke a little bit about, you know, running your business and understanding what your purpose and why is, and, you know, how if that changes, how if that evolves. You make sure that you're telling your customers and clients, and you make sure that you're able to identify the key things that you need to within your business of what your customer wants. And then I spoke a little bit about your mission and continuing it. And what I mean by that is understanding the things that drive you, that motivate you to have that meaning in your business and running it, and continuing to look at your like motivating and driving factors. And the last thing that I spoke about is meaning versus future. And when I spoke about this, I went through kind of like a mini journaling exercise to help you with this, where you would talk a little bit about meaning and you would talk a little bit about future. If you've got any questions around this, do let me know. I'd love to know, like, what does running your business mean to you? Because everyone's going to have a different perspective on this. And these tips, yes, I know they're general, but also I want to keep them general in today's episode because I'm not having a one-to-one conversation with you. I'm just advising you in a way where I'm trying to motivate you as a business owner, and I'm trying to give you that little bit of encouragement that's needed, because I said we're so busy sometimes we don't get to reflect. But also, I really, really just hope it's helped you to think a little bit bigger about what your business means to you, because that's going to help you move forward to whatever next phase you're planning, because I know a lot of people, including myself, are going through new beginnings in their business and there's new things that are happening in the background. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the Career Happiness Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media or with somebody you know it will make a significant difference to. And remember, if you haven't already, please take some time to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.